Welcome to the Holmesville Church of the Brethren midweek prayer service. I am reading through the book, Take Our Moments and Our Days, an Anabaptist prayer book. I am reading through the Easter season. This week is the last week of Easter. Sunday is Pentecost, so prepare to celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, God lifted him high and granted freely to him the name above every name, so that in the name of Jesus every knee would bend, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue consent that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We sing your praises, our God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day we will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 145, 1 through 13, and verse 21. I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever. I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever. You are great, Lord, highly to be praised. Your greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendor and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice. You are kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good you are, Lord, to all, compassionate to all your creatures. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God, to make known to all your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. You are faithful in all your words and loving in all your deeds. Let me speak your praise, O Lord. Let all peoples bless your holy name forever. For ages unending. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. You made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them. You keep faith forever. We'll pause now for your silent prayers of thanksgiving. You satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love. We rejoice and are glad all our days. Amen.
Thou changest not thy compassion.
Jesus said, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 21:3-14. Simon Peter said to the other disciples, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far off from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. 1 Peter 1:3-9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy he has given us a new birth into a living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, that, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. For you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. As we approach our time of prayer, please remember that you may pause the audio at any time to spend more time in silent prayer as you wish. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath. The salvation of the Lord will be forever. God's deliverance will never be ended. God of peace, you are making all things new. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. You are faithful and gracious. We pray for ourselves and those near to us. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. You have compassion for all that you have made. We pray for our community and for our neighbors. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. You desire to fill us with the fullness of your love. We pray for the church in all places, that we may be faithful in solidarity across generations and geography. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. From you, every family on earth takes its name. We pray for the world, for our enemies, and for those who are in conflict. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. We offer you other concerns we carry in our hearts. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. God of glory beyond our comprehension, you exalt the humble and raise the lowly. Give us grace to know the mind of Jesus that we may follow him through death and into new life. We glorify your name, praying as Jesus taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now may the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make us complete in everything good, so that we may do God's will, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.